Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey, Brewskis. Been listening to your podcast for about a week now, and I'm hooked. You guys do great. Keep up the good work. So I'm going to tell you my story, a little backstory for my tale is, in 2006, I had a close friend commit suicide and it hit me really, really hard. We were really close and I still miss her this day. Her name was Kaylee. Anyway, fast forward a few years, and I think it was about 2009, maybe 2010. I was living with my girlfriend, now my wife, and a roommate in an apartment. It wasn't necessarily that old, maybe built in the 70s, but for some reason felt very dark. My wife would always complain of something pulling, touching her feet, and shaking the bed when I wasn't there with her. And our roommate said she always saw a dark figure that wore a fedora hat and a long coat. She said it felt very menacing. Around this time, me and my girlfriend were going through a very hard time in our relationship. We just weren't getting along, stuff like that. As a result, we ended up splitting up for a bit. I still lived in the apartment, so it was definitely very tense. I was very depressed and began to binge drink and fell into a horrible dark place. It's about this time I would regularly have sleep paralysis. I've had it before, but never this severe. It happened every night for months. I would fall asleep and be awakened with about three figures around me. Black, no features, very dark. All three would push on my chest, and I would sink into the bed so deep I could see the mattress start to surround me. I couldn't scream, couldn't move, but eventually would wake up pouring in sweat. Now, like I said, this happened every night for months. I would do anything to not sleep. It terrified me so much that this kept happening until one night, my friend Kaylee, she came to me in a dream. I can't really remember. She said, "Don't worry, it's going to be okay. You'll be fine." I talked to her for a bit, just asking, you know, how she was and where she was and how she was doing. All she said that she's okay. Everything's okay. Mostly telling me just to be strong and I'll get through it, which eventually I did. Me and my girlfriend eventually patched things up. I cut back on my drinking a lot. And I'd say maybe less than a year, we moved out, found another place to live, and everything has been fine since then. No more incidents to report, but that's my story. And hope you guys play it on your podcast, and I hope you guys are doing awesome. You guys are great. Keep up with the good work.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.